I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I've got some bugs that are missing in action. There was one that I saw early on in this series. It was called a wheel bug. Just the most fascinating looking creature in the world.
Yeah.
Since that two encounters, I believe, with the same bug way back when, I haven't seen one on my property at all.
Well, I bet they're out there.
I hope so. I'd like to see them again. They're just incredible.
I believe they're the largest terrestrial bug in eastern North America, and they range all the way down to Guatemala. Entomologists generally distinguish true bugs from other insects, and true bugs are those that belong to the order Hemiptera. Adult true bugs have four wings that are thick and leathery at the base and thin and membranous at the tips. They're referred to as Hemelytra, or half-wing covers. The adults are very distinctive and have that wheel-like ridge down their back. It looks like a gear.
Yeah, just like out of a piece of clockwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Fall is the time when people really notice them because they're fully grown, and that's their mating season and when they start laying eggs. So you'll find the adults still lumbering around in late October, even early November if it's a warm year. They'll typically lay their eggs on the bark of trees, usually hardwoods, and that's how the species overwinters. The nymphs hatch in spring, and they're very conspicuous. They have a black head and thorax and legs, but a bright red abdomen that sticks straight up.
I did not know that that's what that was. So I have seen those.
You have?
I have seen them.
Yeah, yeah, they're really common. And they're predatory bugs, so they are after any insect they can catch. And the adults are pretty powerful. They'll go after large caterpillars and beetles and catch them and pierce them with those long, piercing, sucking mouth parts. And they will inject them with a paralytic and a digestive enzyme, which turns their internal organs into soup, and then they just suck them dry, leaving the carcass behind.
Can they hurt you?
Yes. They're not aggressive. You would have to grab one to have one bite you. They're not going to come after you. But yeah, the literature is full of stories about people who have been bitten by these things, both the nymphs and the adults, just because of their size. They're a very formidable insect. And when they bite, apparently it's incredibly painful. It's as painful as a yellow jacket or a paper wasp sting.
Well, I was moving this one around quite a bit using a big paintbrush. And so I have some photographs of that.
Oh, okay. We should include that too. You know, I just have recently I posted one on my Facebook page. One of my colleagues at the University of Richmond found one, or her students, I think, found one and brought it in. And so it was really nice to get some good shots of that. I had some older photographs, but I hadn't seen one in a while. But they're pretty cryptic. They generally hide in trees or in shrubs. Sometimes you'll find them on flowers where they can catch other insects. But the best way to find them is to literally shake the bushes or do some beating, or you put a light tray underneath and whack the branches and they'll fall in. That's how I usually find them.
Well, maybe it's not too late. I'll go out and take another good look around this weekend.
You might get the last few of the season.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.